This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's officially over. Overnight, word came that Hollywood's actors have voted to ratify the deal with studios that ended their months-long strike. The most hard-fought issue was control over the use of artificial intelligence. Tonight is debate night for the shrinking field of Republican presidential hopefuls. The Republican race has been dominated by former President Trump, but the AP's Jonathan Cooper reports he won't be there tonight.
As for Donald Trump, he's skipped all the debates so far. He says he doesn't want to give further attention to his trailing rivals. In the past, he's hosted counter-programming, a campaign rally, but this time he's going to be at a closed-door fundraiser instead.
Last night, Fox News asked former President Trump if he would promise that he would never abuse power as retribution against anyone. He said, and we're quoting him, except for day one. Hamas is being accused of sexual violence as its war with Israel rages on. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Israeli officials say there is evidence of widespread sexual crimes committed by Hamas during their attack. Victim testimony and evidence gathered by rights groups indicate that Hamas militants carried out widespread sexual and gender-based crimes during their October 7th attack in southern Israel. The reports are disturbingly graphic. Rights organizations say the sexual atrocities committed by Hamas were intended to be utilized as a psychological weapon. Israel's police say they are combing through 60,000 videos seized from Hamas to bring the perpetrators of the killings, abductions, and sexual violence to justice. Hamas has rejected Israel's allegations.
Iran says it sent a capsule into orbit carrying animals as it prepares for human missions in coming years. Here at home, the Pacific Northwest has been battling heavy rain, flooding, and unseasonably warm temperatures. This is AP News. Now to a pregnant Texas woman who is asking to be allowed to have an abortion. The AP's Ed Donahue with this story.
A pregnant woman in Texas is asking a court to let her have an abortion. Texas is one of 13 states that ban abortion at nearly all stages of pregnancy. Kate Cox is a mother of two and is 20 weeks pregnant. She's been told by doctors her baby is high risk for a condition known as trisomy 18 and is likely to be stillborn or live a week at the most. Texas allows exceptions, but Cox's lawsuit says doctors have told her their hands are tied. The suit says Cox needs an abortion and she needs it now. In a statement, Kate Cox says she's trying to do the best for her baby and herself, but the state of Texas is making them both suffer. I'm Ed Donahue.
Employers posted 8.7 million jobs in October, the fewest since March of 2021, but hiring is still at a healthy pace. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.